Good morning. I want to share a number of shilas that came my way. First, I want to welcome Rabbi Wolf from Baruch Haba, Rabbi Wolf. A number of shilas that came my way regarding Hilchitz Chol HaMoed. First of all, there were lots of gardeners in the neighborhood today. That's a real problem. As I was walking up and down the blocks in the neighborhood, and every house that had the gardener working, I said to myself, how terrible that is, how terrible that is, how terrible that is. And then I was sitting in the sukkah this afternoon, and I heard a gardener really close. I looked out the front window, and my nightmare came true. I quickly ran downstairs, and he was actually polite. And I told Mr. Portobello, what's his name? Portillo. I told Mr. Portillo, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to ask you to please not do this property and make sure you also don't do the synagogue. And he actually smiled and left. I don't know if that he smiled because he's going to charge us because he came. And he didn't have to do the work. Maybe that's why he smiled. We'll have to find out in a week or two. But either way, if you haven't, if your gardener hasn't come, but I think they all came today before you were able to, before I had a chance to speak, please make sure you tell your gardeners that they should come after the holiday. Because it's on your property and it looks like something that's done, something public that's done on your property, even though he's doing it for his convenience, since it's done on your property, something that's recognizably connected to you, that would be a problem. Same thing if you'd have construction and you hired a construction manager to take a Gaisha construction manager to take care of the whole renovation project that you're doing, and he has his Gaisha subcontractors. Nevertheless, since it's a property that's under your name and known to be yours, it's a problem. So let's talk about your shaila. Dr. Bernstein asked me about dropping off a car. So dropping off a car is an isser of Maris Ayin, even if they are only going to fix the car after Chol HaMoed. It's going to be the same issue that Mr. Spern pointed out, that there's a Maris Ayin concern that it looks like, even though you called the guy on the phone and you wrote on your, whenever they write down your license plate and what the problem is, and they wrote down, please fix after the Jewish holiday. Still, is there my sign of you bringing it? It's your car. Everybody knows your license plate. We all know your license plate. Everybody in our block knows your license plate. And besides that, they see the Tehillim in the back seat, and they see okay. Another thing that I saw today in the neighborhood was a delivery of the cleaners, meaning not that someone would go to the cleaners, which we could maybe talk about in a second, but the cleaners delivered. I think that's also a problem, to be honest. Even though you're not even going, I know it sounds very overwhelming and very restricting, but that's because we're just not familiar with Hilchos Chol HaMoed. But indeed, even if if you just forgot, there's nothing you could do. Obviously, with the gardeners, no one said, gardeners, please come on Chol HaMoed. I really want my lawn to look pretty for Simchas Torah. We know Torah was given on Har Sinai had grass and flowers, so please come on Chol HaMoed. So Simchas Torah, which we commemorate, obviously that wasn't the case, it's only because we forgot, but I think cleaners that deliver, let's say they deliver on Tuesdays, or today, Thursdays, I'm sorry, let's say they deliver on Thursdays, and you brought something in last, they picked it up last Thursday and they're delivering it this Thursday. I think that's also a problem. I think it's explicit in the Shulchan Aruch, almost explicit in the Shulchan Aruch, that when it speaks about cleaning clothing, that's where it actually talks about bringing your items to a professional, like a mechanic, like a cleaner, is what the Shulchan Aruch is speaking of. The Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to pick up from the cleaners something that you definitively need for the last days of Yontif. So let's say you have all your shirts, have your grandchildren are with you, and they like eating chocolate, and after they eat chocolate, they like giving you kisses on your stomach or your arms. So your shirt is full of black marks from the chocolate or the chocolatey hands, and you have no clean shirts. If you really don't have any clean white shirts, so then you could pick up the shirts from the cleaners, and the cleaners could deliver it, I guess. But if that's not the case, if it just happens to be a Thursday delivery, I think it's not ideal. Let me rephrase that. I think it's wrong to have the delivery on Chol HaMoed. If you forgot, you forgot. You don't have to. I don't think you have to clap al chet for it. But I think going forward, we should keep in mind, if you have a delivery scheduled for tomorrow, if you're not going to need it definitively, it's not like I have 5 shirts left and just in case I'll need another shirt. No, it means like you have 1 shirt left and there's 4 more days of Yontif or something close to that. You sorry? I don't know if you have to tell. Once he's at the door, and he already delivered it, so it already happened. So, what?
Can he use it on
Yantif? Yeah, I understand your question. You're saying that if Malacha was done on Shabbos or Yantif by a guy for you in a way that you weren't allowed to have them do it, you're not allowed to derive benefit. This is probably a Maris Ayin. I don't know if we make that. That's for like a Malacha. I don't think for Maris Ayin we would Aser if it be Eved, but I haven't worked on a Sugya. I think we covered the most common Shilas. Yeah, so we should be Zocha to... By the way, Hilchos Chol HaMoed are very important to be makpid on, because the Chazal say Hamivaze es Hamoados Ein Lachelak Olam Haba. Mivaze es Hamoados, the Rishonim say, refers to Chol HaMoed. So it's important to not take lightly the halachas of Chol HaMoed. Yes, they're heter for people who have to go to work and not take off vacation days. They don't lose their vacation later in the year. That's all within the parameters of halacha. Each person based on their own situation, but. You know, within, even if a person had to go to work, they should still be very careful with all the other halachas that they do have within their purview to easily be makpid for. So we should be zochet to lots of schar for adherence to Hilchos Chol HaMoed.